Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here, and don't touch the dial again because we got some talking about Palestine to do today, again. So we have talked a few times, not enough, it's never enough when we talk about Palestine, about how we feel about the situation and our attitude and how our lives are continuing normally or not normally with all the massacre and things that are beyond really what a human can tolerate even to watch, let alone be in. In fact, it's worse for us to watch it than probably being in it, just like a mother suffers more from a child in pain than the child suffers in that situation. It's the same thing. But have we thought really or connected to what do we feel, if anything, about the enemy, the massacre, the Yazid of today, this big Dajjal, this big evil entity that perpetuates the acts of evil and making it okay, covering it up, lying, denying, posting fake news, just the whole thing around that entity. What do we feel about it? Nothing? Is it something that is, because there's stages to, you know, actions and to humanity. There's the mental, there's the, you know, the duties, then there's the feeling. And Imam Reza alayhi salam did say that contrary to what is commonly thought, that the heart is more important than the mind. So we have to apply this in every situation. So the heart, what we feel about this animal, Zionism, the settlers, the occupiers, and those that support them in the region, outside of the region, over there in, mentioning no names, America, and all those people who don't vote, and all those governments, or those people surrounding the government, that are preventing people from fighting against the oppression in Palestine that is occupied. What does that do to us? How does it make us feel? Or do we just block it out because we don't want to feel, and then we don't want to feel hatred? Because today seems to be an indifferent type of, you know, environment or society where people don't want to feel. But if we don't want to feel, at least, if we don't want to feel love, at least we should feel hatred, because fighting oppression comes before love. You know, we must understand what is wrong before we can correct. So if we are not feeling hatred against Netanyahu, against those puppets sitting in the White House, against the governments that are not helping, or those who are killing our brothers even in Lebanon, who are there to defend the brothers in Palestine, or even the fact that they're constantly lying about the Hamas, calling them terrorists, the resistance, the people who have been under oppression for 75 years and have got to the point where they were sick and tired and took it in their own hands and bombarded, more power to them that they did that. But now we hear from Canada, from America, from England, the words terrorists being associated with resistance groups. Doesn't that make our blood boil? The lies that we hear the politicians say when we know it's a lie, doesn't it make us want to just go there and punch them in the face ourselves? What kind of feeling do we have? And with all this in mind, how can we maybe be under the influence of people who say it's not okay to hate? Hate is a creation of Allah that is used for exactly this situation. Because if we can't hate them, do we actually hate Yazid? Yes, that was the Imam and the Imam's family, but oppression is oppression, and lives are lives, and babies are babies, and freedom is freedom. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, said, "Lucky are those who see our Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, before seeing Imam's uprising. He, however, follows the Imam and his predecessors and hates his enemies." So when we hear society pushing us in one direction, I won't call it guiding, could be misguiding, right? Usually it is. But we have always our hadiths and our Quran to fall back on to put us into the right direction again with how we're supposed to feel. You know, it's not okay to hate, or it's not okay to generalize. It's not okay to judge, for example. But in Islam, calm, we understand that there are situations for everything, and all these behaviors are creations of Allah to use at the right time. And if ever there was a time to hate, now is the time, and the Zionists are the people. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.